95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's the exact opposite of a beautiful day. Look at it. It's all clear and sunny out there.
That's beautiful.
It's a Monday.
I love it.
Ah, boo.
Love it.
Where are my people at? You hate this day. You're miserable as well. Not enough coffee in the
you're
world.
You're always miserable.
Not on Fridays.
That's true. On Fridays, you're Friday. Unbearably happy. If you had to deal with you on
Fridays.
Oh,
my God. I would kill me.
You would kill you.
Yeah, so we're waiting for that day. Live on the air one of these days.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? I don't know if you saw the show over the weekend, but Tommy Lee whipped out his wiener.
Yeah, except a little different this time.
Well,
took
we'll
on
talk
a
about
new
that.
Meaning. Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about
pretty
that.
Pretty damn funny.
Pet strange behavior on the show today.
Appropriately enough.
Your pet acts very weird.
Yeah.
In ways that are unique, perhaps, to your pet.
Yeah.
We also have tickets for Universal Studios Hollywood.
That's right.
We're giving away a couple of pairs of those coming up.
Plus, we want to get you into the KLOS Heidi and Frank 10th Anniversary Bash. We're going to give you a keyword here in just a few minutes that you will text and then mayhap join them at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood. So that'll be coming up very soon.
And at 5 o'clock, we've got Give Me five songs in a row, the theme. And the theme is End of Summer.
Which is kind of a bummer. You know, 13-year-old me is sad that we're celebrating it, but
sure.
Old ancient me is very happy it's over.
You don't have to go to school, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is the good part. Yeah. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So Heidi and Frank have been at it for 10 years, and we think we should celebrate. So the anniversary bash is going to be happening at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood on October 8th. And we have some text words to give to people.
This hour's word is funny. F-U-N-N-Y, text that to 68683.
I like how it starts, F-U-N-N-Y.
Right.
Text that now for your chance to get into the party. It's brought to you by Antis Roofing and Waterproofing.
You see the show over the weekend at SoFi?
Oh.
With Motley Crue?
The stadium tour.
Def Leppard, yeah.
Yeah. Is this where this happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this is where that
happened. It was here at SoFi, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Tommy Lee came out in the middle of the show and said, maybe people have heard that I put my wiener on Instagram.
And the crowd must have exploded.
He
how
told
many
the
people
story.
Saw.
Uh-huh. He didn't tell the story of being in Bora Bora, I think it was, and just hammered.
Right.
And just decided he was going to take pictures of his
take pictures of my wiener.
And put it on Instagram.
Who wouldn't?
It stayed up for like a couple hours,
excuse
I think,
me? Oh, the
was,
picture.
Yes, the picture.
Yes, it did, yeah.
Which was shocking.
Yeah.
Because usually that comes down pretty quickly.
They're like, well, he's a star. Let's leave it.
Maybe.
It's pretty impressive.
It's also like, oh, what about that? So he said that's what happened. He told the story. Then he asked the audience. They did take it down. So do you want to see my wiener?
Right. I didn't know how this got set up. I just saw what happened.
Yep. And then
beautiful.
Everybody was cheering.
Oh, yeah!
And he was like, yeah, let me show you my wiener. So then he reached down into his, I think it was a fanny pack. And pulled out a wiener dog.
That dog is so cute.
It is cute.
That must have been one confused pooch, though, man. A lot of noise, all the lights.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
the, you know.
Region from whence he came.
Right.
That's hilarious, though, man. That is funny. He must have died when he thought of that.
That is pretty great.
I'm going to get on stage and I'm going to pull out my wiener dog.
Yep. That was pretty good.
So, that was brilliant.
Listen, how about the weirdest things you've seen at a show?
Ah, good idea.
818-955-KLOS. The weirdest thing can be the person on stage. It can be other people.
Right.
Other fans.
Right.
But the strangest thing you've seen at a show, 818-955-KLOS. I saw Rammstein.
Rammstein!
Yep.
That's always a nice, quiet, mellow show.
They were at the Forum, and they set their microphone on fire.
So he's,
he's singing into a microphone that's on
fire. This was not CGI either. This is true fire.
And then they brought out the world's largest dog.
Male member.
Oh, better. Yours is better.
Male member. And it was not a dog.
No. No, that's not what I said either.
Nope.
No. And really sprayed down the first 30 rows. Really, like...
Man, oh man.
Let it happen.
I didn't know this was going to be audience participation.
It certainly was.
Wow.
It's Rammstein. If you have a chance, go see them.
That's a weird thing to see at a show.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
So you saw something strange at a concert. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about weird things that you've seen at a concert. And there have been a lot of weird ones. But this weekend at SoFi, Tommy Lee was on stage with Motley Crue and showed everyone his wiener dog.
Not calling me dog.
He took
he didn't
out
say
his,
wiener, comma, dog.
No, he took out his wiener dog.
Wiener dog.
Right, and showed that to the crowd. So we're talking about the weirdest things you've seen at a concert. You have one?
I saw Pantera back in the day in the 90s, and Phil played a tune for everyone to pitch up some weed or doobies or whatever, and he just went around the stage and collected it all.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
That's genius.
Wow.
I thought that was totally awesome. That was in Portland, Oregon, back in, I want to say, like, 95, 96-ish, I'd say.
You know, I mean, next time I introduce a band, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do something.
It does make sense.
Yes, please.
We've never used our position for evil.
No.
Wow, we're dumb.
For free weed.
Pass the hat, dog. Collect it.
Don't booger at that joint.
So dumb. Thank you.
Nice. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I'm Pantera.
Hi, where to sing at a concert?
Yes, please. What have you seen?
This was actually at the SoFi Stadium show on Saturday.
Okay, yes.
And more Tommy Lee. And when I mention it's Tommy Lee and what it is, it was kind of weird. So after he pulled the wiener dog out,
right.
He was asking the guys in the audience, so you want to show me yours, pull yours out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, nobody jumped on this, but girls start flashing him, you know, lifting their shirts up, and you can see it on the big screen.
Right.
And he's like, oh yeah, woohoo, more, I don't know if I can say this word, more tits, woohoo, more tits, like sarcastic. And I was just like, dude, are you serious?
We've probably seen one or two.
I never want to get to the point where I'm that disappointed.
That jaded.
Right? I mean, I was just like, wow, okay.
Although I would be willing to try to get to that point.
Right, sure. Of course.
Right on. That's beautiful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
I went to Woodstock when I was 8.
Woo!
And I've seen everything. What I guess.
What was the weirdest thing at Woodstock you can recall from when you were 8?
A lady having a baby.
Well, who was during, on stage? During the show.
Some lady in the bathroom.
Who was on stage when she was giving birth?
Oh, God, I don't know. I was in the bathroom. I was 8 years old. So.
She gave birth in the bathroom, at least. Well, that's good.
No, yeah. That's gross.
Well, I guess that's true. Woodstock.
It was all mud. I had a sandwich with Jimi Hendrix and his family. I still make the sandwich that Jimmy made me.
Nice.
It's peanut butter on your bread, make a trough, put the jelly in the middle. That way the jelly doesn't come out.
Beautiful.
I'm serious.
I believe it.
All right.
Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling.
They teach you how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I know. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
The weirdest things you've seen at a concert. Talking about weird things you've seen at concerts. We've all been at concerts where we were like, what is happening right now? You have a story like that?
Yeah, so you guys were awesome enough to give me tickets to see Primus in Long Beach like a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Fantastic.
When I went to the bathroom, this dude with dreadlocks was banging his chick in the stall and I guess throws a passion, kicked the door open, so they fell out of the stall onto the ground, and everyone was looking at him, and they were like, we're going to be another minute, and they went right back into the...
Oh, my God.
Later in the night, I went to the big boys' room again, and they were still in there. You could see, like, the dreads from the top, and, like, you know... You could see the same shoes and everything.
How much later?
Yeah.
It was like during the intermission, so a good hour and a half later.
Woo!
Wow.
Tommy the Cat is my name, and I say unto thee.
Wow. That is nasty.
Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I always find the bathroom smell so nice, though, so it really adds to the ambiance.
Hey, call from the 805. I once saw Ozzy in the 90s do a tribute to Randy Rhoads.
Yep.
And at the end of his set, he said, everybody join me on stage.
Oh.
And all the security guards pulled up the ropes and let everybody talk.
You're cutting out. Everybody went up on stage?
Yep. And they started climbing up the speakers and stuff, and the band members had to make a run for cover.
Love it.
How much band equipment got stolen?
You know, I have no idea. We just hightailed it out of there before we got...
Wow, what was he thinking? I mean, he's been doing it since the 60s. He should know.
He knows what was going to happen.
I guess so, but
he was just ready to be finished.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Unbelievable.
Sharon, come down. Let's wrap it up. Have everybody come up on stage. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, guys. So I've been to a few of those holiday parties that another station has.
Yeah.
And two things stick out. One was Scott Stapp of Creed having a meltdown when his microphone wasn't working.
Yeah, that was pretty about right. Yes. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
And then who can forget Bean falling off stage?
Oh, my God.
And awkward intro to I Think It Was No Doubt that came on after that.
It was, yes.
Yeah, that was a frightening moment, man.
Oh, my God.
It was weird
God.
To see that large man fall off that stage.
That was frightening.
I couldn't believe it.
But he was fine. He's made of rubber.
And I walked off stage, and Gwen Stefani was on the side of the stage, and she was like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go out. And I was like, you got to go out. Let's talk about pets, shall we?
All love pets.
And by pets, I mean dogs.
How dare you, sir? You diss my fish? I have no fish.
You don't have any fish.
I have any fish.
No.
But I love all animals. I don't think there's anything. Yeah, yeah.
You don't love cats. But no one loves cats.
I love me some cats.
I know that people say that.
I've had lots of cats. They're the best.
They are, sure.
And you like your daughter's cat. You're coming to the dark side
slowly.
I like
my daughter's cat. Is the one exception because that cat makes my daughter happy.
First one's free, kid. You start to like that cat. They'll start crawling into you.
But let's talk about what?
Don't worry about it.
Let's talk about weird and wacky pet behaviors.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because sometimes your pets do things that are really bizarre.
Very true.
What is happening
right
now?
Very true.
Have you had a dog?
Oh, yeah. I've had tons of dogs and tons of cats. And I don't know where they all went. No. They just
come and go.
Yep.
There's, like, for example, there are certain dog behaviors that are explainable.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when they get the zoomies, you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
When they just run
sure.
the jet fuel take off?
Yep.
It's basically just they have a lot of positive energy and they just want
to... Sure, they're very happy.
If your dog is sad, it will never do that.
No, it will not.
So that's a sign that your dog is happy.
Indeed. And my cats will also do that. Cats will destroy your apartment. Oh, yeah. Like, they make dog
zoomies. But they destroy
zoomies.
Your apartment on purpose because
so
they're cats.
So happy to knock everything over. They're having the time of their lives. They lose contact with the mothership is what actually
is
happens.
Is that right?
And they just kind of get this crazy look in their eyes, and you know, uh-oh, there goes everything in the apartment.
Really?
It's all going down now, yeah.
Wow.
But that's when they're happy. They're usually pretty happy.
Wow, them, that's so, great. Yeah. When they're happy, they destroy everything.
Yeah.
Really selling me on cats.
Yeah. Get a cat today.
So your cat does something, cat or dog, does something bizarre.
Yeah, that's normal. Normal behavior. But what sort of, now you've had animals.
Well, there's a lot of different weird behaviors that maybe people don't understand. Why do they circle before they, you know, lay down?
Right.
Why do they, you know, sniff each other's butts?
That's
you
how
know.
They say hello.
It is how they say hello. But for example, this is a quick sniff of the rear.
Mm-hmm.
One dog can tell from another's emotional state, its gender, its diet, if it's healthy or sick. And a lot of other things.
Sure.
Who knew?
That's my excuse for doing that with people.
Right.
So I'm like, well, you know, dogs have taught
me
well.
Do
they buy it? Yeah, no, half the time.
About half the time.
Yeah.
All right, so your dog or cat does something strange. 818-955-KLOS. You've noticed over time.
Yeah.
What
sort of weird things like
that? What's happening with my pet?
Yeah. Maybe we'll be able to diagnose it for you.
Sure, of course. Come to us for answers. 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. Talking about strange pet behavior.
Yeah, and I don't think the birds are taking kindly to it. You notice the birds are attacking the building?
They're dive bombing.
They're totally like flying at
they're
the
kamikaze birds.
Eighth floor window. Look, there's poop on the window now. I don't like this subject. Wow. Who's going to clean that? That's a mess.
We are talking about pet strange behavior.
Hey, you want to hear something weird about a dog?
Yep. Yes, please.
All right. My grandmother had this poodle, and this poodle would not get its back feet wet whenever it went in the grass to or to poop.
Oh, really?
And
it wouldn't ever?
On it, so it walked on its front feet?
Yes. In the day, whenever we had the phones like we do today, this would have went viral. This dog was the strangest thing.
Doing a handstand in the grass so it doesn't get its paws, back paws
I
wet.
I wonder why it was the back paws, because clearly it didn't mind the front paws getting wet.
The dog's name was Peaches, and it must have bit me 50 times in my paws.
Yeah, my uncle had chihuahuas that would attack all of our family members except me. He didn't like me at first, but we'd always make friends, but it took the longest time.
Wow.
Everybody was terrified of that chihuahua.
That sounds like a great pet.
Yeah, it was. Named Juan. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. My 12-pound Tibetan Spaniel humps my male cat.
Oh, really? Like he'll hang around a corner and peek in and ready to jump out and attack?
Oh, all the time. He grabs a hold of him and holds him down and just rogers him to death.
I mean, they don't normally do it to death.
But according
to this article, humping is a natural way for dogs to respond to overexcitement, overstimulation, or anxiety.
I also use that excuse.
They're literally just playing. Although it doesn't look like they're playing.
When we first brought the cat home, he was really little, and he would try to nurse on that dog. So the tables have turned really
strange. Yes, so.
The dog is like, all right, listen, I've had enough of you.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yo, hey. I got a dog with pretty much has fingers. She can turn doorknobs and unzip backpacks, and it took us a while to figure out how she was getting from room to room till we started seeing her do it.
Wow.
She could stand up on her hind legs and turn a door handle.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I saw a video of a couple of dogs sitting and they were watching TV, and when their master started coming home, one of them got up and turned it off, and apparently they do that on a
what?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And they unzip your backpack?
Yeah.
Have they ever stolen your weed out of there?
No, and she's so spastic, I'm afraid to ever get her near a contact high.
Sure.
I think she'll just go off the rails.
I think that's a pretty good instinct on your part.
Yeah.
She's got that Australian mix where she has all the kids have to be shepherded. She double dips on being German-Australian Shepherd, and she loses her mind if one of my youngest is out of sight. So that's why I don't ever want her anywhere near cannabis.
Wow, right on.
Well, that's probably smart.
That is awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your pet's strange behavior. I'm talking about strange pet behavior. You have one?
Hey there. I got a little dog that wakes up and barks at the ceiling fan for 20 to 30 seconds every night.
Ooh, that's annoying.
Whenever it wakes up in the middle of the night?
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
That dog is gone in one night from my house.
Well, it only lasts for 20 seconds. And
right.
That turns out that was my football number in high school, was 23.
Okay.
So
and there's a tie in there that makes it all right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good for you. Anybody that has trouble sleeping cannot imagine.
Yeah.
So I could sleep right now if you told me to go to sleep.
Sleep. A dog that yep at a ceiling fan.
Only 23 seconds.
Well, at 3 a.m, that's pretty long.
Later, guys.
Right on. Take care.
Bye.
I'm still a little confused though. It's the same number of seconds as his jersey was.
His jersey number was 23 in football.
And so his jersey is haunting him.
No, it makes it all great.
Oh, well, good.
I don't get it either.
Yep.
KLOS. Hello.
Hi. I want to tell you my doggy story.
Yes, please.
Your doggy story.
Yeah.
My it's really the neighbor's dog has one of those electric collars that open the doggy door to the house.
Right.
And my dog doesn't have one, but what the dog next door will do is go up to the doggy door, get it to open, and usher my dog in first, and then go in.
That's incredibly
that's
smart.
Brilliant.
Right?
Yeah.
It is brilliant.
That's very smart.
That's incredible.
That's the exact opposite of my dog, who, when she finally ran out the front door one time, ran to the elevator and sat waiting for us to push the button to let her down, because that's how she gets out of the house.
Wow.
She had no idea the elevator was never going to open.
Wow.
Not a very bright dog.
Dumb.
Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, thanks. You have a strange pet behavior?
Well, I called him. His name was Buddy, but I called him Helmet. But every time you put something in front of him, he would lick it. That was the first response to seeing anything.
Really? So, like, you could put a TV remote or a cactus and
bleep?
Cactus. Yep, anything. Huh. I put a remote on several times and lick it.
Huh.
Wow, that's odd.
Odd, yeah. The wrong person would think of the wrong thing to put in front of the dog to lick.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. 818-955-KLOS.
I can't do this anymore. Give me five
songs in a row with a theme with cabinet's logo.
It's coming up in about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That was our impression.
Today's theme is the end of summer. Boo!
It is going to be Labor Day.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Next Monday.
Yeah, so we figured
that's impossible.
Summer songs to wrap up summer?
Correct.
If you can think of some summer song, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS.
This is Southern California's rock station. And this is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
Oh, there it is.
Songs in a row.
In a row,
hits in a row,
Kevin and Sluggo,
who with a theme
So it's all about the end of summer, since we're all wrapping up this summer, and maybe you have a suggestion. 818-955-KLOS. Hello?
Hello?
Well, hello there.
Hello, hi.
Yeah, looking for summer songs. You got one?
Summer songs. You know, why am I blanking out? Yeah, how about one by, like, what was it?
You know, while he's thinking, let's throw this one on. What do you think?
I don't think we have time for him to finish. It's Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. Today it's the end of summer. Sir, have you thought of the song you wanted to request?
Summer song. You know, why am I blanking out? Yeah, how about one by, like, what was it?
Just pick.
Okay. Yeah, I think he was talking about this one from Kid Rock. I'm
yes,
pretty sure.
That's what he meant.
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Now, as an author, you find that some of the lyrics are deep and meaningful in that one.
We were thinking funny things and we were smoking funny things.
That is cheating. You know, I hadn't really thought about it, but that is really cheating lyrically.
You can't rhyme with things with things. It's the same word.
We are wrapping up summer with Gimme Five and Five Summer Songs. Have you thought of one yet, sir? Let's give him another minute to think. Let's try another line.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Talking about Gimme Five and the end of summer.
How about some of them summertime girls we all love?
Nice. Yeah, awesome.
I like it. Who's this?
This is Tracy out in Mentone Beach.
Thanks, Tracy.
All right, boys, take care.
Where the hell is that? Is he making it up? Hey, have you come up with a song yet? Maybe we can play the next one for you.
Summer songs. Summer songs. You know, why am I blanking out? Yeah, how about one by, like, what was it? Summer songs.
All right, listen.
You know,
we don't have time for
why
you.
Why am I blanking out? Yeah, how about one by, like,
We don't have time for you, dude. Listen. We gotta go.
He'll think of it. Just give him an hour. Come on.
I don't have that confidence in him.
You know, you pointed out these aren't really end of summer songs.
Right.
Celebrating summer, yeah, except for this one.
Which is an end of summer song.
Yeah, sort of fall and everything's depressing.
It's not depressing.
Very depressing song.
What's wrong with you?
I am so happy that it's almost fall. Screw you, summer. Woohoo! You know, Labor Day weekend coming up, and it's supposed to be a hot one again. It's been kind of nice the last few days.
Supposed to be hot all week.
Yeah, like 100 and something this late three-day weekend.
Yep.
Boo!
Good times.
There's your Gimme Five and summer songs.
End of summer songs, yes.
I wish I'd been there. It was hilarious.
It was a stadium tour at SoFi on Saturday. It was Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, and Motley Crue.
Yep.
And Tommy Lee made reference to his Instagram post of a picture of his wiener. And then he said to everybody in the crowd, "Do you want to see my wiener?"
And what do you know? They all burst into, yeah!
And then he showed them a wiener dog. Do you get it? Do you want to see my wiener, he said.
Yeah.
And everybody was, everybody was very excited. Is that?
Hello?
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 Is this Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
Woo!
All right.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Rock and roll. Well, you know. Yeah, well, like they say, when life gives you lemons, go for it.
I'm not sure that's what they say.
No, that's exactly what they say. Okay. Yeah, that's the original.
Yeah.
100%.
So, bark, little doggy.
So you made a joke at the show Saturday at SoFi, which is that you showed them your wiener dog.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No.
Okay.
Well, you should check out the video. Find it online. It's hilarious.
It's kind of a funny video.
Yes, you are very funny, sir.
I rarely remember my name, you know. I'm in Motley Crue, you know.
That's true.
Any idea what the dog's name was and where the dog came from?
Pam.
She loaned you her wiener dog?
No, that's the dog's name. Yeah, that's the dog's name's Pam.
Once
in a while, you know, I just, like, bring out my and I go, "Oh, yeah, you know, I love you so much. You're so naked." And the dog's like, "Yeah, I'm naked. I'm covering fur." And I go, "Yeah, it's like a pubic cube." Yeah.
How did you feel?
What? Go. What? No, you go.
How did you?
You go, dude.
I was going to ask you how you felt the joke went over in front of the crowd.
Nailed it. I mean, I'm a performer. That's what I do. Right. You know? I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of people who were disappointed. Like the real Tommy Lee.
Well, we've already gotten that.
I mean, there's no shortage of that.
Ha!
Bravo. Bravo. Touche, brah. Yeah. Hey, you know, I mean, it's like Jimmy Page told me a long time ago, mm-hmm. the dong remains the same. That one went over good, too.
Yeah, yes, man.
That was fantastic.
So any future plans with Pam the dog?
Yeah, I'm going to make a Korean porn called Kim Jong-poon. I don't know why I said that.
That was one of my favorite B-sides ever, Flip Sides. We should do that sometime on the Kimmy 5.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, B-sides. We'll do that in future sometime.
It is 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station, and time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
There's kind of an endless supply of these, aren't there,
and
in the world?
The endless supply comes from
Florida!
Florida, indeed. Tampa, Florida.
Yep.
A couple's honeymoon was cut short this summer.
Oh, no. Why? Pray tell.
You tell me. Couple's honeymoon was cut short.
Something to do with, what do they have, crocodiles there? Is that
they
what it
do?
Is?
They do. They have crocodiles,
was it a crocodile-related
incident? It was
incident?
Not.
Oh.
Two more guesses.
DeSantis had something to do with it? Like, he stepped in and
he did not.
Said your marriage is illegal? No?
A couple's honeymoon was cut short because?
Because something got cut off. The male member got lopped off. Cut off.
I'm not positive that it didn't get cut off after the story.
Okay.
But the story is a couple's honeymoon was cut short this summer after the husband left his new wife to solicit a prostitute.
Oh, man. Really? Wait, so they're on their honeymoon.
Yes.
They're in Florida.
Yes.
And he decides, you know what? I'm going to go get a little extra.
She falls asleep.
Uh-huh.
And he says to himself, he says, hey.
Hey.
I wonder if I could hire a prostitute.
I bet there's some toots out there just waiting for me.
Toots. It was a police sting.
Oh, man, come on.
I don't love that either.
Wow.
But if there's a guy who shouldn't be soliciting prostitution.
Yeah, when you're on your honeymoon,
even
generally.
Let's say it's legal.
Yeah, right.
Still,
you're in Vegas. You decide to go to the chicken ranch on your honeymoon?
Right. On
Come
your
on.
Honeymoon scene.
Unless you're bringing her, too, for a fun time.
Oh, no. She was asleep.
Yeah.
And he left her behind.
Not okay. Not
and
okay.
She was arrested. He was arrested. And
please tell me he didn't call her to bail
wouldn't
him out.
Wouldn't that be great?
Brr, brr.
Listen, I'm okay, brr. But you're still going to be mad.
I'm not in the lobby. I'm at the police station.
I'm at the police station. Don't worry. It's all good. I didn't commit a crime. Well, maybe I did.
I don't think she'd be worried. She'd be
it's
like,
a prostitute.
I'm flying home.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, man.
That was a David Bowie song.
Oh, see, I told you.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Tommy Lee showed his wiener this weekend at SoFi Stadium. His wiener dog.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say, can you clarify?
His wiener dog.
Yes.
We talked about strange pet behavior. One guy called whose dog could stand on his hind feet and use his front paws to open a door.
Yep.
And also to unzip a backpack.
Yep. And we ask him if he's ever dragged the weed out of his backpack, and he says, I make sure to keep it away from that dog.
No kidding. And we started giving away tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. It's worth it just for the butterbeer. That should be their new slogan.
Dang straight. There you go. All right. Another chance to win coming up with our pal Greg sometime soon, and I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We started this hour talking about the world's fastest clapper. Who was impressive, and yet we didn't care.
It was really cool, and yet extremely boring.
Yes. So what is your most impressive skill?
An impressive talent nobody cares about.
Yes.
I can make this weird popping noise with my tongue.
I can do a really good goat imitation.
I wiggle my jaw back and forth, and I can even play a tune sounding like a banjo.
Yeah, I was wrong. Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
We have a family four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Yeah, you want to go? Then grab the phone in a rough fashion and call us right now. Be caller number 13, 818-955-KLOS.
And you will join us at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Good luck. Lydia from Panorama City just made herself caller number 13. She says she listens to us every afternoon.
That's nice.
Very nice of you. Lydia, what are you thinking? Don't do that. It's not good for your brain. But as a result, picked up a four-pack of tickets to Universal Studio Hollywood. We are giving those away. Another chance between now and 5, but a little later this hour we'll do that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a family four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Universal!
If you'd like them, be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
And that's the number Paul from Newport Beach just called. Got himself a four-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. Says he hasn't been there since the Wizarding World of Harry Potter first showed up. So we told him, hit it for the butterbeer alone.
The butterbeer.
Yeah.
You must have.
You get another chance to win sometime soon. Get into Universal from KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You want to join Heidi and Frank for their 10th anniversary?
Yeah, they're coming up on 10 years, and on October 8th, they're going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood. They want you to join them, and there's the way you can do that, and that is, young Kevin,
you text the number 68683 with the name Renee, R-E-N-E.
Oh, yeah, the new addition to the lineup, Renee, R-E-N-E. Text that right now.
68683.
And good luck. Bit of chaos on this day in rock in 1976 at a concert in Santa Monica when Neil Young was pushed off the stage by the lead singer for the band Spirit. He had been asked to join, but Randy California didn't particularly care to have him on stage, so off he went. The same folks who approved Brexit, the British public, voted on this day in rock in 2006 that the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was the best album of all time. Good old Noel Gallagher of Oasis, he said on this day in rock in 2019, he wanted to start a petition to make the Foo Fighters break up. Dave Grohl ended up responding by telling a massive crowd that he wanted to get a petition started to get Oasis to reunite.